Hello, everyone, aka patrons, because that's who's watching this. Welcome to the
Anyone
post show.
Anyone who matters, am I right?
That's right. Woo! Yay! You gotta pay to watch this. That's the joke.
paying for things makes you more important than people who can't or don't pay for things.
Yeah,
right?
Obviously.
That's true.
That's how life works, unfortunately.
Yep.
Wow, this started off dark. Rust Monsters, Max, talk to me about them.
How much do you love Rust Monsters, Max?
I was just telling Adam during the little break before we started this post show thing. I hate Rust Monsters more than I like anything that we've encountered. They're just so fucking shitty. I hate them. The biggest thing with me is like they do just a little on your fucking armor and then you're done for, like, you have to go, you can't just like fucking find a traitor in the dungeon and get a new thing of armor. And especially for me, since I'm such a big like barbarian dude, half orc guy, like, it's really hard to, it's
tough.
Near impossible
it's
to get any sort of armor.
He's got to go to the big and tall store to buy his armor.
Fucking, exactly right. He doesn't just shop at the normal.
Shit's expensive. You got to custom order that crap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Person fucking, their whole livelihood and everything got destroyed because of it too. It was very.
Yeah.
Far reaching consequences to
do
everyone
you remember
involved.
Remember the back of the dungeon where I died, my character Ramus died first time? Yep. You lost your armor completely twice.
Yep.
We had to get you an armor from that old bird guy.
Yep.
And then you went into the dungeon and got eaten by rust monsters.
Yep.
It was gone again.
Rust monsters fucking suck. I hate them the absolute most. And we faced some annoying shit, too, outside of rust monsters, but they are by far the most annoying.
Generally, the shit that's the most annoying is the things that cause damage you can't fix with a long rest. So like rust monsters, anything that causes like effects that need a spell to recover if you don't have that spell on hand.
Yeah.
Basically all the shit I've been doing to you, either on purpose or by accident, or things that mind control you, right? Things that are like, cool, you can play your character, but you have to attack your friends, or you don't have control of your character temporarily or on a longer term.
I've done that too, but the thing is, I enjoyed that more because I was still doing damage. Right. It was fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Max, nothing negative with rust monsters. We need to get Berg some, after this dungeon, if Berg still lives,
give him some magical
and he
armor.
He has the money to do it. Mage armor is what he needs. He needs a fucking magical armor.
That shit not is, armor, it, but you know especially what I mean. Magical, like, plate is insane expensive.
Yeah. Mm.
It'll cost us a lot of money. It'll cost us that dagger.
Do like a quest or something.
We need to kill Anne's character and get that dagger.
Yeah,
exactly. If I die, you can take it off me. Yeah.
I'll just, we need to fight something that shoots crossbolts, so I could just be like, whoops, that was the monster that shot you, Ziva. Three times in a row. And
no one would know.
Yeah.
I won't be on the ship anymore, and I won't be able to complain.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's all. That's why we have guests, is just to kill them off at the end of their arc and get all their stuff.
Yeah, we just take their shit.
Yeah. Make them stuff, yeah.
We have another side conversation going on in Skype that you're not privy to.
The quote, real conversation.
I don't know. Is now the time?
Yeah.
You're talking with your shadow, you know, demon thing. We're talking amongst ourselves like, it could happen now.
I want her helmet, okay? Yeah. I'm taking the helmet.
Max, she thought I wanted her to bite my neck, but really, you were going to stab her if she did. It's great.
That's right. She had no idea.
Yeah.
I'd consume her souls.
Yeah. I don't know. That first encounter, you kind of were shocked by the amount of monsters. I think a lot of other people were too, but it wasn't that difficult. So I'm curious, Adam, what was the difficulty rating on those two fights? Or does it just start to get all fucking screwy like you always say?
It's all screwy.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when I was doing GM prep, I built the way this dungeon has worked so far is that every room I roll in advance, either before the session or right before you walk into the room or the area. I roll to see what's in that room. So I haven't pre-planned each room. I have a table of stuff that I roll on, which is how we ran into the Lord of the House right first thing. It was like a critical hit essentially on the table. And when I was building the table, I was like, okay, I need some vermin that might live in a dungeon. I was like, oh, we haven't seen rust monsters in a while. And I looked and I'm like, how many rust monsters would be like a medium encounter for this group? I'm like, wow, 12. Awesome. So as soon as I did that, everyone that was watching, everyone in chat was like, Max is going to hate you. Like,
yep.
I can't believe you're doing this. He's going,
sure do.
He is going to hate. They knew what was going to happen. The people know you. So I was like, well, all the more reason to. And I mean, I knew they'd get wiped out quick, but I mean, the effects are much more lasting than fighting, say, like 20 kobolds. So, they're both relatively balanced. I mean, the dice are really what end up counting. Like, if that lightning bolt had hit much harder.
Oh, really? I rolled.
I rolled like 10 under average on that, and so.
Oh yeah, you know. That would have killed us sure.
With that thing that turned my arm into like stone fibers, whatever, you know, like petrified wood status, could that have actually just straight insta killed me, or
if you had failed, if you had failed the check, it would have inflicted a condition that, if not tended to properly, would have killed you. Yes, within a matter of time. Also, when you rolled, I was rolling to see where the thing affected you. So you rolled left arm and then you rolled elbow. But there are other hit locations. Other parts of you could have turned to stone, affecting your stats accordingly. I'm just saying, you're lucky you didn't get hit in the head with that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That would have been
a lame
way to die. Oh, yeah, Berg, how'd your great character that's lasted almost a year die? Well, I walked up to a wall, and believe it or not, I turned to stone. That's how the character died. I don't know how the fuck we're going to fix your arm, Berg.
Yeah.
Nor do I.
Yeah, the fact that Dispel Magic didn't do anything surprised me, so.
It is significant, yes.
I'm out of ideas after that.
Yeah. We can do the Game of Thrones way, where we just peel the skin off your arm.
I mean, yeah, he might be fine underneath. It might be just like a rocky shell. Surgery is an option. I mean, you do know a wizard, right? Inanna is someone that maybe might be interested in seeing this. It just means that for right now, you're shieldless and have one arm.
We know a wizard, but her fucking tower disappears whenever we need her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she kind of shows up.
I was going to say, she's not very cooperative.
Why the fuck would we go back to her?
She's not your wizard, but she's a wizard. Well, better the wizard you know.
That's also true. Dan, you got to do a shitlun or shitlun? My words today are not working.
Shitlun.
They're just not working. This weekend, man. You did a lot of damage. That's what I meant to say, Dan.
Yeah, that channel divinity can be good if they all fail. It can do a lot, but unfortunately, it's not enough to kill most anything. So, like, it softened them up, but that doesn't really do much in D&D. Like, something has to be dead to be like really be taken care of.
Right. Yeah. I think that was one of the. I think Adam was right. That's probably the most damage done in a single attack within the show. That's one of the things we're working on, like a roleplay extension, and I think we're gonna have stat tracking that's auto updating in within the app. So
that'd be fun.
You're gonna have like whatever your character's name. Although I don't know how it'll track that because they have to pass fails and stuff.
It would be actually kind of fun to based on that data to come up with like achievements. Right? Because normally you can't really track that stuff unless you're writing down every goddamn thing. But if we have a system that tracks like damage done, the first person to reach 1,000 damage or the first person to, you know, die 100 times.
Well, we'll have things like hit percentage and like miss percentage and
the more like the obsessive stat collecting of baseball we can get, the happier I'm gonna be. Because I think
once Barry has all that stuff like made, it'll track and it'll also, from my understanding, be able to parse the entirety of Court of Swords. So it'll be able to backtrack everything in terms of hit or misses. As long as you're not rolling /roll20/roll d8 or whatever. As long as you're like clicking the character sheet specifically, it should work. It should be fun.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So we could just see how like Berg's been around for a fucking long time. So I'm interested to see his like overall hit percentage. It's pretty high though. Cause ever since you got that hammer, you pretty much don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Now the game won't know a hit or a miss. It'll only give us numbers because.
But
we
if
don't
we're
input...
rolling the damage, then that could be considered a hit.
Yeah,
right?
We can check damage. Yep, exactly. Yeah, any roll you roll damage on.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's a good way to assume it. Yeah.
What do you guys think behind the door? Also, before you, Dan, do you know what's behind the door?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. That's why it makes it kind of hard to like. Lie to you guys and lead you places is because I actually don't know what the dungeon is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why every time you're just like, what's that way? I'm just like, I actually don't know.
Mm. You could always fuck with us and be like, I know, but I'm not going to tell you. That wouldn't make sense in character.
I mean, technically, Max Anne knew that something fucked up was going to happen to you when you walked up to that wall.
I didn't know what was going to happen. I just knew that I shouldn't go up to the wall.
Yeah. The ghost tiger was just like, whoa, hold on.
I'm just saying, Max. And some pain in the ass sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
She didn't warn you.
How dare you?
Trying to, like, not be suspicious, because I know that Ramus is suspicious of me. So I'm trying to just, like, kind of fly under the radar.
Even Berg, for a little bit, was just like, that does make sense.
Well, no, or exactly. Like, when I was convinced earlier on, I had to, like, role play the fact that, like, oh, yeah, no, we're going to save Ziva, blah, blah, blah. But now with Ramus making sense of, like, there's only one more door and we haven't seen a prison, the evidence is mounting, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's just off. Don't know what yet.
Yeah, I guess we're thinking that next week will be the last episode with Anne, depending on what's behind the store and how much more of the dungeon there is to explore.
Yeah. So.
I feel like maybe, I guess, I don't know, now that we're already in the last dungeon, or the last room, seemingly, I feel like maybe on that last time of, like, Ramus kind of accusing me of cheating, I should have rolled, like, persuasion or something to, like, get them to believe my side of the argument or something, or is he just never going to believe me because he used the magic thing?
I mean, it depends, right? Like, if you think that there's a time where we should use the dice and I'm not picking up on it, feel free to, like, say something. But it is tough. It's tough when it's like I'm saying something that my character is better at lying than I am, or, like, my character's better at noticing lies than I am, and, like, you know, like, it's tough because we all at the, like, director level, we all kind of know what's going on. But I think that, yeah, I think that it's tricky. Y'all have been handling it really well so far. But if you think that there's, yeah, like, hey, I should make an insight check or whatever, we can do that. That's one. This is one place among many that D&D kind of falters. It doesn't really.
PvP sucks.
D&D doesn't care about this stuff.
D&D, like, it just sucks.
Well, PvP, yeah, but the idea is that, like, D&D's rules don't give a fuck about, like, lying outside of, like, interrogating an NPC once. It's very black and white, very binary about this stuff, and so it's much harder to do these more complicated things with it.
Yeah.
So we just kind of have to stumble along as best we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I think it's going fine. Like you said, I think we're handling it the best we can. As long as, like...
I mean, like, as a character, is there ever going to be, or I don't know, like, is there ever the opportunity for me to convince him, or because he used magic to, like, detect my...
I didn't use magic, it was just my skill check.
Yeah, he just guessed. It was an inside thing. I mean, again, D&D is not helping us at all here. Like, D&D doesn't want to give us any structure for this stuff. So, I mean, we kind of have to figure that out. So I guess the question would be, like, Ramus, is there something that Ziva could do to convince you that she is worthy of trust, right? Like, what would it take? And that's the thing that, you know, because the problem is if you answer that, it's like, well, here's something, and then you'll just go do it, right, as your character. So it's hard when the, again, like, it's frustrating. The game doesn't really care, so we got to kind of work it out.
The game just wants us to kill stuff.
Exactly. It wants you to shut up and kill stuff, which is silly.
Yeah, I don't know how we'll resolve that.
I'll figure it out.
I do think that we're taking it the good direction. The bad direction is Dan being just like, well, I'm not fucking moving anymore until this person says what the fuck's going on. And that's definitely something that happens.
Definitely, it's fundamentally the difference between a good role player you want to play with and someone who's just being an uncooperative douchebag, right? Like, if it feels so frustrating, you're like, no, I just sit on the floor and cross my arms.
Yeah. Fuck you.
If you get to that point, we've all fucked up already. Like, we need to take a step back before that and do, like, what we're doing now and have this conversation and be like, yo, like, let's talk about this and do, like, a thing that's fun and interesting for everybody. Like, I think the tension is fun. I think the tension is interesting, and there's no reason to just, like, intentionally avoid it. But we also have to recognize the rules aren't going to help, and we all have to agree to make decisions that might not be the smartest for our character in service of playing the character the way we think that the character would behave.
Yeah.
Which is tough, because then we run into that defense where people are like, well, this is what my character would do. My character would be an obstinate prick, in which case, like, don't play a character who'd be an obstinate prick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if you're playing with someone that's a rogue and like, I'm just going to kill everyone in their sleep and take all their loot, because that's what my character would do.
Yeah, so there's a name for that, and I've talked about it a bunch before in gaming. I think Greg Stolze talked about it in like an old game supplement. He calls it the Nuremberg defense of gaming, where you make a character who's a complete fuckwad, who's just like an awful person. And then you use that character to do awful shit to your friends. And when your friends are like, hey, man, you're making this not fun for me, you can be like, it's not me, man. It's my character. My character's a dick. I'm fine. I'm your friend, right. And I'm nice.
Yeah,
but you're playing this character in a way that you know is not fun for us. And it shows me that you value your character more than you value like having a fun time with your friends. So maybe take your character and jam it in your sphincter. Yeah. What this kind of conversation is to avoid that situation.
Yeah. That's why when you were like kind of giving me the opportunity to like suck soul out of JP or whatever, I was kind of like, I'm not sure that I want to do that because I'm not sure of the effect that it's going to have. And like, if it's going to be a really bad thing, you know, or like what? So I just kind of in character was like, oh, no, we still need them.
Yeah. And your Shadow Tiger made note of that and was like, disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Whereas I was into it. Yeah. I would have been fine with it.
Enoch, why are you 80 years old? What happened?
Yeah. Man, this is what happens.
I wake up and like,
one day you wake up.
How long was I asleep?
I wake up and turn real quick. And my teeth just fly out and shatter against the fucking wall. Well, that sucks. Yeah. No, I would have been fine with that. But that's the type of thing where most people probably would have been super fucking upset if you just did something that's going to affect their character for the long term. And then next week you're like, goodbye.
I guess I don't get it. I don't get it when it's okay for like, cause if I do something to like that to you, if I'm like, cool, JP, you wake up and a vampire has sucked your face off. You'd be like, well, Adam, you dick. But you wouldn't be like mad. But when it's another player, the game assumes you're all on the same team. And then when a player isn't, it feels totally different. It feels like a different kind of like thing.
Well, and also my assumption, maybe I'm completely wrong, would be that if you did it, your intent would be to kill me. If she did it, it's because she just wants like a chi point or whatever, and I'd lose a slight bit of something, not necessarily my life. So maybe that assumption's completely wrong, and if you did fucking kill me, then I'd probably be a little bit upset. But who's to say? I don't know what it actually does, and
think,
you don't either.
I think the closest we've gotten to characters against each other was like maybe me and what character did you play when you were
Azrael.
Azrael. Sorry, forgot.
Yeah, you guys got into it. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any other point where we got any closer to like PvP kind of thing. PC versus PC. I can't think.
I don't think there's been one on this show. I know or in Azrael. I know in one of the original show, the other three characters literally killed me. Because I tried to literally kill them the round before. And escape with an item. They like basically put a knife or a sword to my throat and said like, what the fuck are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm trying to take this ring and fucking leave. And then they just cut my head
maybe
off.
if you count your character snapping my character's neck by stepping on it.
Hey, now what's funny about that is we're always going to remember. Everyone will always remember that as being JP's fault when it had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
It was like, that's what I love about these weird mythologies that develop where it's like, yeah, remember that time you stepped on my neck? You're going to remember that in like 10 years.
I don't, what even, you fell and then you saved, so, you failed a save roll, right? Or what?
He was dying. He was making death saves. You chose on your turn not to, you moved and attacked something that was near his body instead of healing.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
right. But you were in his square standing over his body when he rolled the one and died. And I made a joke about you stepping on his neck. And then everyone's like, that's what happened. You did it. It was you, JP.
Became canon, yeah.
Old Wester Caraway.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine if we were playing with the story of Wesker right now. That would have been a...
Wester.
Wester.
There's Wesker. An alternate universe in which all of these dead characters got their own full campaigns, but this is not that universe.
Wester was cool. Now I'm just getting sad thinking about Wesker.
I loved his voice. It was great.
Yeah, I loved Wester's voice.
He was cool for like, he was in two episodes, right? Three episodes, two?
I would bet that his word count is like less than 100.
Probably, yeah.
On this show, yeah.
Yeah, Zawaz had more words than him, and he lasted like 3 hours.
Oh, God.
That's because he talks so fucking much. I'm trying to think, because that's when I had Gideon, right? That was the druid?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm actually fine. All those characters died because I actually like Enoch a decent amount. He does a lot of damage now. Having 18 decks is really cool.
That party did so good for so long, and then it just all went bad when we got to that dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gideon and them? Yeah.
Yeah.
We turned that corner, and it just went real bad. Mm-hmm. I don't even. Oh, that was when we find the rock gnomes, right?
Rock gnomes, yeah.
Yeah.
Berg lived through it all.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. That was not fun.
I still don't really know how Berg lived through all that. There's so many times. He just lives. I don't know. When he dies, I'm going to be like, okay. It's your time. And the chat's going to be pissed because they like Berg because he's the one who's enduring now. So he's like the narrative, right?
Yeah.
In terms of like the connection to the past arcs and stuff. But when he goes, he goes. He's done a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we haven't had the time to get attached to a character like we have Berg on Court of Swords because everyone fucking dies. So when Berg finally dies, you're actually going to see some people pretty upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious, too, if Ziva dies, if Anne will be... Because I don't think, like you said last episode, or last... I think it might have been the last Patreon video. You didn't really care much about Ziva. Now this all happened, you really want to see where it plays out, so...
Yeah, but I feel like because I know that I'm not going to be on the show for very much longer, like, if this is going to be my last episode, it's hard for me to get attached knowing that the character isn't... Like, I'm not going to be playing this
on
the basis anymore. And I realized... So I feel like it's been forever that I've been on... Because I was on Blades before this, and then I've been on Court of Swords for like,
two months.
Know how many. Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be kind of weird not being on RP anymore.
That is true. Well, cool. That we'll end on that somber note for some reason, and we'll see you guys.
Everything ends.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jesus, you literally serve the god whose total jam is loss. Right, crippling loss. So every time something happens and you like lose things and you look at me like, what's happening? I'm like, it's where you work.
That's why the rust monsters took out my armor today.
Mm-hmm. I do want, for whatever reason, if it happens, I want like a Court of Swords where we're just following around a bunch of heroes doing heroic things that are saving people and having fun, because I know Adam would hate every second of it. He would just not have fun.
No, I love it. I love when people are like, we're heroes and goodness is great, and I'm like, cool. All right, let's take that apart. Let's show the reasons why that's horseshit.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
All right. You hear someone in distress?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, you show up and they throw acid in your face.
This is not how it was supposed to go.
Yeah. My face. No. Then they survive and they come back. Hello, we're here to save you, because their mouth is fucking burned shut and they can't talk. Yeah. Exactly.
Good God, get away from me. I'm okay now.
That's what Adam wants to show in the show. Exactly. That's it. We'll see you guys next Tuesday for more, as we're probably gonna be sending Anne off. So we'll talk to her about that more next week.
Sending Berg off. 14 AC.
Maybe. Probably not.
TPK next week.
TPK, turn in, tune in, and turn in. We're out. Bye. I'm done talking for the day.
Bye, everybody. Bye.